This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news, the headlines first. Landslides disrupt several major highways and road sections across the country. Police urge travelers to remain cautious as risk of floods and landslides remains high. System-based verification of squatters begins for proper identification and management. Nearly 1,600 political appointees to be relieved after President issues ordinance. And U.S. President Donald Trump reviews Iran peace proposal, warns of possible strikes. Now the news in detail. Several major highways and road sections across the country have been blocked due to landslides triggered by pre-monsoon rains over the past few days. The Khanti Highway has been obstructed following a landslide at Pangdur in Bagmati Rural Municipality 3 of Lalitpur. Similarly, the Mid Hill Highway has been blocked at Bimere Panjang in Madhya Nepal Municipality 10 of Blomjung. The Baluang Putan road section at Kahari Kola in Putan Soru Marani Rural Municipality 4 and the Kanti Highway section at Bariang Dara in Bimpedi Rural Municipality 8 have also been completely blocked, according to Central Police Spokesperson and Deputy Inspector General of Police Abhinarayan Kafle. The Aranyika Highway at Kodari in Bhotikosi Rural Municipality 2 in Sindhupalchuk remains fully blocked since a landslide on the 29th of April and has yet to reopen. Meanwhile, the Mid Hill Highway at Bokhim in Bhojpur Municipality 5, which was blocked by floods on the 25th of April, and the Beni Jomson Road section at Jalthali in Annapurna Rural Municipality 3 of Magdia, operating on a one-way basis. Police have urged travelers to remain cautious, noting a high risk of floods and landslides during the ongoing pre-monsoon period. The Ministry of Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation has started testing and verification of actual squatters through the Soil Archiving Management System. Ministry spokesperson Guresh Prasad Bhatta said the system is being used to check whether individuals claiming to be squatters own land anywhere in the country based on government records. He said the process is being carried out in a transparent, effective and cost-efficient manner using established procedures and digital tools. The verification process has begun within the Kathmandu Valley as per the direction of the Ministry of Urban Development and will gradually expand nationwide. The ministry believes proper identification will help in managing squatters more effectively. There are 110 land revenue officers and 21 land reform and land revenue officers under the ministry. The ministry has also written to all 753 local levels to assess the human resources, technical capacity and infrastructure needed to deliver land-related services locally. President Ramchandra Podal has issued the ordinance on his special provisions related to the termination of Public Office Bureaus 2026 on the recommendation of the Council of Ministers. The move by the government led by Prime Minister Balendra Shah aims to strengthen administration and streamline state bodies. A total of 1,594 officials appointed on political basis under various acts and institutions will be relieved of their posts. Those affected include office bearers from key sectors such as aviation, media, education, health, finance, infrastructure and regulatory bodies including universities, councils, boards and development authorities. Officials say the decision is part of efforts to improve governance and ensure institutional efficiency. World Press Freedom Day is being observed in Nepal today with various programs highlighting the importance of a free and independent press. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Podal extended best wishes to the media community, stating that press freedom is the cornerstone of democracy and essential for ensuring citizens' right to information. The President stressed that an impartial, independent and strong press strengthens the democratic system and called for a safe environment for journalists to carry out their duties. Likewise, issuing a message on the occasion of World Press Freedom Day, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Bikram Timilsina had said that transparency and public trust cannot be strengthened without a free press. The Communication Minister reiterated the government's commitment to press freedom and expression as guaranteed by the Constitution. Meanwhile, the Federation of Nepali Journalists marked World Press Freedom Day by organizing a rally in Kathmandu today. The rally themed Shaping a Future at Peace, Promoting Press Freedom for Human Rights, Development and Safety began from Maitigur Mandala and concluded with a corner meeting at New Baneswar. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. US President Donald Trump has said he is reviewing Iran's 14-point proposal aimed at ending the ongoing conflict, while warning that air strikes could resume if Tehran takes what he described as hostile actions. According to Al Jazeera, speaking to reporters in Florida, before boarding Air Force One, President Trump said he had been briefed on the outline of the proposal. Still, despite the diplomatic development, he indicated that the possibility of renewed military action remains, noting that strikes could be considered if Iran's actions are deemed unacceptable. The remarks come after a ceasefire between the two sides announced on the 7th of April. U.S. President Trump also claimed that the United States was in a strong position and said Iran was seeking a settlement due to the impact of prolonged conflict and a naval blockade. In a post on Truth Social, he expressed doubt over the acceptability of Iran's proposal, stating that Tehran had yet to face sufficient consequences for its actions over the years. Germany's Defense Minister Boris Pistorius had said the United States' decision to withdraw 5,000 troops from Germany was possible. According to the BBC, speaking to the DPA news agency, the German defense minister expressed that the presence of American forces in Europe, particularly in Germany, remains in the interest of both countries. Meanwhile, a spokesperson for NATO said the alliance is seeking clarification from Washington regarding the decision. U.S. President Donald Trump has indicated that troop reductions could go beyond 5,000, but did not provide further details. The move follows criticism by President Trump of German Chancellor Friedrich Merz over remarks that the United States had been humiliated by Iranian negotiators in the ongoing conflict. The United States currently maintains more than 36,000 troops in Germany, its largest military presence in Europe. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions throughout the country. There is a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder, lightning and hail at a few places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of Koshi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces and at a few places in the remaining regions of the country. One or two places in the hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki provinces may experience heavy rainfall with thunder and lightning. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Landslides disrupt major highways and road sections across the country. Police urge travelers to remain cautious as risk of floods and landslides remains high. System-based verification of squatters begins for proper identification and management. Nearly 16,000 political appointees to be relieved after President issued ordinance. And U.S. President Donald Trump reviews Iran peace proposal, warns possible strikes. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Reed in Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.